Well, Steve, a fairly close game, just separated by that one goal, which had an element of luck about it.
Yeah, you know, it probably goes down as an own goal. But, you know, it's a very close game. A good game to watch. It's not nice losing a game of football, but, you know, I thought it was two evenly matched teams. Like you say, just got done by that goal. We've had a numerous amount of chances, good half chances as well. Stampy late on with the header. But, you know, that's football, and like I said to the players, you look back at the Tamworth and the Nuneaton game, we've come on a lot since them two games.
Yeah, it seems that you can beat teams below you in the table fairly comfortably. It's just a fine line between beating the ones above you, and you're just not quite there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've got to put when you're against some sort of better teams, you have got to put your chances away. And if you look at the games, the Tamworths, the Nuneatons today, we've not scored a goal against them three teams. And that is the difference, you know. And it's not as if today we didn't have the chances, because we did, and we just didn't put them away. And, you know, you've got to punish teams like as good as Stockport. But like I said, I'm not going to take anything away from our lads, because, you know, it was a very, very close game. And like I say, we've just got done by that goal that's ricocheted off a post, Jan, and just crawled over the line.
Talking of chances and forwards, you kept the same line-up, very understandably, but you didn't have Bignall on the bench to bring on. I believe he's got a slight injury.
Yeah, he's got a swollen knee, so, you know, we couldn't risk him. He rang me yesterday, had a chat, and, you know, we couldn't get him on. It's probably a game that we could have done with him in the end, but, you know, it was the only injury we've had today, so let's hope we pick ourselves up, take a rest bite from the league next week, and go to Drawsden and have an FA Cup run.
Yeah, and there you can beat teams in this league that are below you, and they're two leagues below and down the bottom of it.
But, you know, we've got to be really professional. We've got to have a good week's training, get our minds on that now. You know, what pleases me the most about losing a game, them players are gutted in there, you know, and I'd rather come in and be down. You know, there's hardly a sound in that dressing room, because they know they've put a shift in today and give it a right old go. And, you know, it hurts to lose a game of football, which is pleasing. And, you know, like I say, we move on from that. We don't let it kill them. We've got to pick ourselves up and get ready, because, you know, we've improved since, like I say, 3 weeks ago against the Tamworths and the Nuneatons.
Well, tonight we've got not one but two Trinity players. First of all, we'll start with Jan Butts, the goalkeeper. Bit of a fluke goal, Jan, against you today.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely should have had at least a draw today. I think they didn't have any chances except for that one, and as I said, definitely a fluke goal, posting off the back of my head or shoulder, whatever it was. So extremely disappointed. The lads in the changing room is absolutely gutted as well. But we just have to pick ourselves up, I think, this week, and then a massive game for not just the players but the clubs on Saturday against Drawsden.
And a massive game for somebody today, Jamie Yates, Trinity midfielder, your 100th league appearance for the Blues.
Yeah, very, very happy, very proud to be a part of the team at the minute, and I'm delighted that Steve's picked me 100 times. So, yeah, it's a good milestone, but obviously disappointed to lose the game. It would have been nice to get a win.
And you've done it in a couple of spells.
Yeah, 18 months away from the club, so when the opportunity came around again to come back, you know, I jumped at the chance, and since I've come back, I've loved it.
And times are going well for the club, although you've lost today narrowly. A big game to look forward to next week in the FA Cup, Jan.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as the gaffer said in the changing room, the games against Nuneaton and Tamworth, we didn't really look like scoring, or the opponents looked miles better than us. Today, there's nothing between the two teams, and I mean, Stockport are definitely going to be up there, so there's no reason why we can't, come the end of the season, be up there in and around the playoffs.
And the defence in front of you, although it's basically the same four players, they look a lot stronger this season because of the midfield in front.
Yeah, it all comes down to experience as well at the back. Not just me, but the four in front of me, they've got a wealth of experience, so that helps. But I think everyone's just working together, and when you work as a team, I mean, you start defending from the top two, and if we all defend as a team, then we get the clean sheets and we'll get the results.
And Jamie, three new forwards at the club. You're used to playing with Mark Newsham and Nathan Jarman, so pretty familiar what you're aiming at.
Oh, yeah, and they're two proven goal scorers, aren't they? And Nick's come in and had a good start to the season. So I think no disrespect to last year's strikers, but that's what we've been missing. You know, we've been missing goals. And they've got two good proven records. And, you know, Nathan's probably one of the best players I've played with at this level. So, you know, while we've got them three in our dressing room, we will win games, that is for sure.
100 games up, how many more have you got in the legs?
At least another 100, hopefully, yeah. I'd be delighted to hit 200, but yeah, I'm very happy with 100.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.